ones. Okay, so today's Lachav Gimel, we're on the Mishnah on Chav Beis and Beis. Okay, today and tomorrow, kind of finish up the first part of the Masechta about the structure of the Sukkah, and we go on to other things. But till then, Ha'usa Sukkaso Barosh Ha'agala. So someone makes his Sukkah on the top of a wagon, right? I guess he's like on a cart, and he makes the Sukkah on top of that. O Barosh Ha'svina, or on top of a boat, okay, a bigger boat. Kshera, not only are they kasher, they can be used, but olin lo b'yomtov, and you can actually go inside and use them on yomtov itself, right, as opposed to we'll see in a moment. So what's ha'osha sukkasa b'rosh ha'agala? Rashi says, ap agav d'metaltila v'lo kviya, even though the agala moves, and it's not kavu in one spot. I guess the sukkah itself, according to those who say that you need diras keva, the sukkah itself is kavu on top of the agala. Right, it all depends on the point of reference. Right, uberosha shvina, on the top of the ship, shehu makam gavoa shal svina, it's on the high point of a svina, the hayam gavoa ma'od, and the it's high. The ein harin makifos varuach shaleta shamva okrasa. It's very high. There are no mountains around it dependent on the wind. And there's a possibility that the sukkah is going to blow off. Nevertheless, yes, until that time, it's kosher and you can use it on yontif. However, berosha ilan, if you make the sukkah in the tree, sort of a treehouse. O agabe gamal, or on top of a camel, on top of an animal, kshera, it's kasha sukkah still, but the ain olin babi yantif. You cannot go and use it on yantif. Why? Rashi says, kshera v'brosha ilan, tikin moshevo brosho, v'shas ha-machis ha-sasach, kshera l'cholo shomoed. You can't use it, you don't use it v'cholo moed. V'ap yantif, but on yantif for Shabbos, you can't go up on it because you're not allowed to make use of a tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use that, you know, right? So, but he says, but if you did go up and violate the Rabbanan about using the tree on Yantif, Yotze Lechovaso, it's interesting, Yotze. Why is that Mitzvah Baba Vera? Right? So that's what I said. It may have some Mitzvah Baba Vera, because Mitzvah Baba Vera means when there's an issue with the Chifetz. It's a stolen Sukkah. It's a stolen Lulav. It's a stolen Shofar. So there's an Avera done to the Chifetz. But here, there's nothing done with the Chifetz. Chifetz is not an Avera. It's you getting into the Chifetz. It's not the Mitzvah Baba Avera means a Chefzer Shal Isser as opposed to here the Gavra Zu something Aser. Could be. Okay. The Ein Olam Bo B'Yantif, Rashi says, the Gaza Bo Rabbanon, right, the Rabbanon made the Gzera, the Ein Olam B'Ilan, the Ein Mishtam Shem Bo Shem Yitlosh. Again, with the Gzera, maybe you'll peel something off the tree. That's why you can't go on it. Next, Mark is a few, Mishnah is a case. We're making the sukkah in the tree. Shtayim be'ilan va'achas b'day adam. Two in the tree and one man-made. Talking about the walls. O shtayim b'day adam va'achas be'ilan. Or two walls are man-made and one is the tree. Kshera is kosher. Eve ain't olim bo b'yantif. But you can't go up on yantif. Shalosh b'day adam. But if it's three man-made walls and achas be'ilan and one by the tree. When my wall is by a tree, kshera olam b'yantif, then it's kosher, and you can use it on yantif. Why? What's the difference? This is a klal. This is the rule. Kol shenita la'ilan v'yachol la'amo b'nei atzmo. Let's say you hypothetically would pull away the tree. Would the sukkah be able to stand on its own? Then yeah, kshera olam b'yantif. Then it's kosher and olam b'yantif. So if you have three walls that are man-made, they're on the ground, I guess, and one wall is the tree. If you pulled away the tree, it would still stand. If it's only like two and the tree, potentially it could fall over. You need the tree to keep it upright. Tosfos has a different explanation. But that idea of that, if you take it away, would you still stand, also applies to other halachas. Like Shani Kippur, the Shliach Tzibur is up for a long time, and he starts leaning on the bima. So how much can he lean? He can only lean to the point that if you would take away the bima, he wouldn't fall. Otherwise, it's not considered leaning. Otherwise, it's not standing by yourself. You're being supported. Okay. Mara says, Mani Mas Nisim. Who is the author? Whose shita does our Mishnah go like? Who's the author of the Mishnah? It's Rabbi Kivihi. Which part? We'll see. The Tanya, the following Brisa. Ha'osa sukasa v'rosh ha'svina. Someone makes a sukkah on top of the boat, or the ship. Rabbi Gamliel posts out. Rabbi Gamliel says, it is not good. Rabbi Kiva machshir. And Rabbi Kiva says, it is good. So our Mishnah says he can do it on top of Rosh ha'svina. Goes to Rabbi Kiva. Right, so Maisa, they have a case, one of the travels of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva, they used to travel, right, Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva, Shayu Boim Besfina, they're on the ship, and I guess it's Sukkah time, so Amar Rabbi Kiva gets up, for Asa Sukkah Barosh Hasfina, I guess there was no other place for him to make the Sukkah on the boat, so he makes it on the top, Rabbi Sukkah Barosh Hasfina, Lamachar, the next day, a wind comes, Nashva Ruach, a wind comes and blows it away, Va'akarasa, and uproots it, or, you know, blows the Sukkah away. So Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, Heichan Sukkascha, where is your sukkah? I don't think he's mocking him. I think he's saying that, listen, the fact that your sukkah blew away, shows that it was not proper to put it in that spot. So Rashi says, so what's, how's that? So Abaye comes and explains, Amar Abaye, the Kuli Alma, everyone agrees, Hecha de Eina Yachal La'amo Baruch Matsuya de Yabasha, Lo Klumhu, Lo Klumhi. Everyone agrees that if the sukkah is made in an area on the boat, or the sukkah is made in a way that had it even been on dry land, a normal wind would blow it down, then it's no good, right? Eina Yachal La'amo Baruch Matsuya de Yabasha, Lo Klumhu. And they all agree, Yechol La'amod B'she'ena Mitzua De Yabasha, if it was able to withstand an unnatural wind, a really, you know, big, strong wind on the ground, and that type, and it put it on the ship, that would be okay. Right, Rashi, La'klumon Rashi says, Dafilas Dirai Lo Havet, Tanah Dizarai, says She'ena Mitzua De Yabasha, Rashi equates an Eina Mitzua De Yabasha, like a Ruach Mitzua De Yam. He says it's the same status. But Kutza Kulei Oma Lo Pliga Dikshira, Keep ligi. What's the machlokas to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva? Keep ligi. B'diyachola la'amod beruach mitzuya diyabasha. It can withstand a ruach mitzuya on the ground. The ene yachola la'amod. The gears changes. Ene yachola la'amod beruach mitzuya diyam or beruach she'ena mitzuya diyabasha. It's the same thing. It can withstand a normal ground wind. It can't withstand a typical ocean wind. Rabbi Gamliel savar sukkah diras kevah ba'inan. Rabbi Kibliel was one of the people on the list who said that a sukkah has to be more stable, more permanent. A sukkah is kevah ba'inan. The kevah the ini yochel lama baruch mitzuya diyam, and since it can't withstand in the typical standard wind of the sea, then lav klumhu, it's not going to be a valid sukkah. And Rabbi Kiva sava, Rabbi Kiva holds dira sarai ba'inan. He just needs a temporary structure. The kevah the yochel lama baruch mitzuya diyabasha, and so long as it can withstand the standard typical wind on the ground, then kishera. Then that would be valid. So I guess in this case, it got blown away by a ruach mitzuya of the yam, which is equivalent, according to Rashi, of a ruach she'ena mitzuya on the yavasha. And Rabbi Kiva says it's fine. That's why it was okay. And Rabbi Gamliel says no. You see, the wind blew it away. That's why it's no good.
Wait a second. That's two different reasons of why you can't make a sukkah. You can't make a sukkah because it's on a boat, or because the seas are rough.
So according to Abaye, Rabbi Gamliel is not outlawing the
let's say I put him on a pontoon boat in the middle of the lake.
Right. So it all depends. Later, Abaye is explaining the machlokas. It all depends on the sturdiness of the sukkah. According to Rabbi Gamliel, is not saying it's usser because it's on the boat. He's saying it's usser because it can't withstand the stronger winds of out there.
Right. I know,
but that's making a comparison to because on the same cases the wagon.
Right.
The wagon doesn't have that problem. When is it going to be there?
Right, but Rabbi Gamliel doesn't argue about the wagon. Right, Rabbi Gamliel, this case is only about the boat. The Mishnah gave both cases, there was no machlokas, and it just talked about, who's the Mishnah like? It's like Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, because then it talks about the Svina. Right, that was the only case we brought Rabbi Gamliel to argue.
So he's making a difference between the Svina and the wagon based on...
Wind.
On the wind.
All based on the wind, yeah, because Rabbi Kiva...
Is it the wind that you get at sea? In other words, if you build this sukkah on a little island in a lake,
right?
But you get sea winds there. Would Rabbi Gamliel
possibly? Ask a posek. Possibly.
But that changes everything.
Right. Well, Abaye is explaining you the machlokas. The way you understood the machlokas in the Mishnah was, it depends about the boat or not. It has something to do inherently with the boat.
Yeah.
Abaye has nothing to do with inherently with the boat.
No,
it has to do with the winds.
Yeah.
He's changing that.
So what's the inherent problem with the... What his inherent problem be with or not be with the wagon?
So right now it seems that it would not be.
So why does it just come out and say, oh, sukkah that can't withstand the normal wind?
That's a good question. Right? So he's extending that and explaining that. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't even mention it. It's not even in the measure.
I have more of a problem the other way around. Why I thought about it is you can't go onto a boat. I mean, if you're on a boat, it's a separate.
Right.
You can't go onto a boat. We have the same problem with that. So you can't go onto the sukkah. Same issue. He's not saying it. He's completely in a different direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, gabi gamal, or you can make the sukkah on the animal. You can make the sukkah on the animal. So again, so Masnis and Money, who is our Mishnah like? Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, which is interesting. We just said the first Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, second part of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, which is no problem, to be honest, because Rabbi Kiva, it's a straight line. Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Meir, Rebbe who did Mishnayos. It does, usually we don't like to say that Mishnah is like two different shitos. But Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Meir are just Rebbe Talmud, and then to Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is also a Talmud, so it works out. So Masnin the money, Rebbe Meir, it would also be Rebbe Huda, we'll see in a moment, because Huda is also another one of Rebbe Kiva's Talmudim. So he says, Masnin the money, Rebbe Meir, the Tanya of Ebraisa, Ha'osa sukasa al-gabi behemo. Someone makes a sukkah on top of an animal. Right? Rashi says, to go nasan v'lustos al-shnei susim, he put walls on two horses, the hain karkios ha-sukkah, and I guess the backs of the horses are the floor of the sukkah, and on top he makes a wall and he puts schach on it. So that's how Rashi explains it. He says, Masisimani Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Machir, Rabbi Meir says it's good, Rabbi Yehuda posel. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good. Completely no good. So now Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do it on the animal. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason, the story behind Rabbi Yehuda? Amakra, the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Tase Lecha Shivas Yamim. The Sukkah, you have to eat the Chag HaSukkos for 7 days. Sukkah haruuya l'shiva shma sukkah, a sukkah that can be used for all 7 days is considered a sukkah. It not that he agrees, we had a Mishnah earlier that says you can build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. But as long as the sukkah itself is something that theoretically could be used for 7 days, that's a valid sukkah. This sukkah, she'ein haruuya l'shiva lo shma sukkah. This sukkah that cannot be used for all 7 days is not a sukkah. Why can't it be used for all 7 days? Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov you can't go on it. So it's not a sukkah, from the outset of being built, it's not a sukkah that can be used for 7 days. Rabbi Meir says no. You're right. The Rabbanan, I can't go in. Rabbi Meir, Hanan mi deraisa mechzachasya. Midin deraisa. This is a good sukkah for 7 days. So he's not even arguing on the drasha. He's arguing on the application of the drasha. You're saying, oh, just cause even if you can't use the Rabbanan, then it's mafkia, it's shame sukkah. Rabbi Meir says no. Just it's only the Rabbanan you can't use it. Mi deraisa, it's valid for 7 days, right? Mi deraisa mechzachasya. The Rabbanan who degazruba, and it's the Rabbanan who made the gezerah. Right, Rashi says, Haru'uya l'shiva, exactly what he says. The hashta de gazer rabbanon, Yehuda's told, now that the rabbanon made a gzeira that you can't use it, ain't olin lo, you can't go on it. Nimtsh ain't a ruil, yom rishon. You can't use it the first day, because it's yomtif. Or Shabbos Chol Moed, you can't use it either. So, therefore, it's not good. Like, Rashi, the Ritva here says, I got to it. The Ritva says, right, Ubavada and the Rabbi Yehuda nami, Yisur, the behemoth of the rabbanon. He's not arguing that it's not, it's not the rabbanon. El Shehu Sover, he holds, which is what we said, Shekach din Torah. This is what the Torah tells us. Lipsol kol sukkah she'ein neruy l'shiva me'ezit sad v'inyan she'yeh. You have to passel any sukkah that can't be used for all 7 days, no matter what the reason is. Right? V'harei hu pasula min haTorah. Any sukkah that, for whatever reason, can't be used for all 7 days, even if they're rabbanon, is not a valid sukkah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says no. You don't have to go that far. And it's funny. Rashi says that you can't use it for Yom Rishon. The Ritva here says, he's talking about the Shabbos. He's not talking about...
The Shabbos is a bigger problem.
The Gezeira doesn't apply in Yontif according to the Ritva. Why doesn't he just say first day Yontif? He can't use it. He quotes in the note here, Kain perish hara'ah, the Rashi perish the Einar Uyli on Rishon. Vahim ha-shakasav is the Aruch Lener. Okay. Get the Aruch Lener, and you can look and find it. Okay. Continue. Next case. Asa'a libehema dofin l'sukkah. You make the wall. Let's say your third, one of your walls is an animal. You put a big cow there as your animal, right? But a cow, we see in a moment, an elephant, right? Asa'a libehema dofin l'sukkah. Rabbi Meir posel. Rabbi Meir says it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda malshir. Rabbi Yehuda said it's fine. Rabbi Yehuda says that it would be okay. Shahai Rabbi Meir Omer, because Rabbi Meir was of the shita that for certain things you need a wall, you cannot use an animal instead. Shahai Rabbi Meir Omer. Kol davar sheish bo ruach hayim, anything that's a live thing, ain't osin oso, you can't use it, for number one, lo ledofen ha-sukkah, can't be for the wall of the sukkah, v'lo lechi le-mavoy, you can't put it as the lechi for the mavoy, you can't use it as the post for the mavoy, v'lo pasin le-brios, remember the pasin le-brios are those four, the things around the well, right, you can't, we come up to Rishas Rabin to make the Rishas Yachid with the well, you can't use an animal for one of those corners. V'lo golel lekever, you can't use a golel lekever, it's always a machlokas Rashi Tosas, what golel lekever is. It's Rashi says, golel lekever, klomar yimaso kisu le'arvono shomes. It's the cover for the grave. Tosas seems to indicate that, you know, in those days they would actually put, I think what makes most sense, I don't know if Tosas actually says that, they used to bury these catacombs in the caves. So with golel, they would have this stone that would go across to cover it up. In other words, you can't use this animal as a golel lekever, but Rashi says, klomar yimaso kisu le'arvono shomes, ain't shame golel of latame. It doesn't get the name of a golel. The golel is like, if you put the stone up there, it's called the golel, and therefore it can be makabel tumah. If you put the animal there, it's not going to be makabel tumah. The amrina behema hamaksha, the golel matam b'magul masa, ba'ol tanya, al pnei asad, the rabbis golel v'dofek. The golel is considered part, something that can be makabel tumah. If you use the animal, it doesn't get the shame, not like you're asa to do it there. It just doesn't have the impact of it becoming a golel. Right? And Mishum, Rabbi Yosei Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yosei Aglili Amrun, they added from Yosei Aglili, af ein kos melav gitei nashim. You can't write on the animal a get. There's a Gemara in Gittin where they write on the ear or the horn. You write the get. He says Rabbi Yosef Glili adds to Rabbi Meir that you may not do that. So my time with Rabbi Meir, what's the reason for Rabbi Meir that, let's just stay with our case, that you can't use the animal as a wall for the sukkah? My time with Rabbi Meir, Abai Amar Abai says, Shema Thomas, maybe it'll die and then it'll keel over and it won't be a wall anymore. It won't be high enough and it won't be the wall anymore. Rabbi Zeira Amar Zeira says, Shema Tivra. Maybe he'll run away. Right? Rashi says, Gzeirat Shema Tamos, Habehema Biyantif, will die on Yantif, V'tipol, and it'll fall, V'ein Kan Dofin, and there won't be a wall, V'nimtza Batel Mi Mitzvah Sukkah, and then you won't be able to, you won't have a sukkah. So he says, you can't do that. And Gzeirat says, maybe it'll run away. The Gemara says, okay. B'pil Kosh... What? It's not considered a wall, since it won't be able to stand, it won't be considered a wall. But it seems maybe, if you say this Shema, that Shema Talmud, Shema Tivra, because that a Psul de Rabbanon? Maybe you're right. Maybe
it's a very strange thing.
Right.
So, it seems to be struggling a little bit.
Like a Psul de Rabbanon.
Because if you're not chashing for a Ruach Sheinu Metzuya, then why are you chashing for something
so
like
what somebody's going to say, we're going to get to that, we're going to get to that.
Was that natural for them to die?
We'll get to that. We'll see about that machlokas. It's a machlokas, right? It was a machlokas before, it'll be a machlokas there also. So the Gemara says, the Gemara then says, Bipil kosher. You know, so if you have a big animal, like a peel is an elephant, you have this big animal, and it's tied. So it ain't running away. Right? The peel, I guess that's really tied, like iron chains. Right? The peel kosher, kule amalo pligi, everyone agrees, the inami mace, yesh bin ivlaso yud. Right? Everyone's going to agree. If it's tied, even if it dies, right? if the peel kosher, kule amalo pligi, but the inami mace, yesh bin ivlaso yud. Even if it falls over, the size of the animal is going to be big enough that you'll still have the wall. Right, if it's kosher, Rashi says, number one, the lekula mechash tivra. So you don't have to concern that it's not going to run away. And also, kuliyam bein labai bein Reb Zeira, machshir Reb Meir, because it's, even if it dies, it's going to be big enough. So a tied elephant is okay. Pligi, where they argue, bepil she'eno kosher. We're talking about a big elephant that is not tied. Lamanda amr shema tamos, the one who says that, lamanda amr shema tamos, he says, lo chashinon. We're not choshesh. Why are we not choshesh? Rashi says, we're not choshesh. I guess because like you said, because misa is not some leshriach. We're not choshesh. But lamanda amar, here he says the words, here he says, rechayim lamanda amar, gezeira shema tivrach. It's a gezeira, maybe it'll run away. Chashinan, we are choshesh. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If it's going to run away, it'll run away. He says, ulamanda amar, gezeira shema tamos, nechosh shema tivrach. You have to be concerned it might run away also. That's just practical. It could run away. So if it's untied, it can run away also. So rather, ela bepil she'en a kosher, if it's an elephant that's not tied, kuli amalo pligi. They all argue that, it is no good, because you have to, as the Gemara says, it's kind of gezeira shema tivrach. Right? Gezeira shema tivrach. So you get to that whole machlokas, if something's no good midrabanan, and then you use it anyway, are you yotze deoraisa? And maybe according to the Ritva and Rabbi Yehuda, would say no, because it has to be, once the Rabbanan take away the status of the sukkah, it no longer has the status of the sukkah. Okay, it says, Ela b'pil she'en kosher, if it's not tied, kuli alamelo pligi. Ki pligi, the behema kshura. The argument is we have a tied animal. Right? Not a peel, but a tied animal, which is smaller than a peel. Lamanda amrek zeir sheva tamos, according to one who says, maybe you're concerned it might die and fall over, chayshinan, we are choshesh. Lamanda amrek zeir sheva tivrach, according to my Adam, says zeir sheva tivrach, lo chashinan. We're not going to be choshesh because tied up, it can't run away. I will mind the amr gzeri shema tivrach, but according to my dhamma, says that maybe it'll run away. Nechush, you should also be concerned. Shema tamos, maybe it'll die. So, Josh, your answer is this: my dhamma holds misa lo shchicha. We're not concerned about that. That's not the tip. You're not concerned about. I guess if the thing is on its death throes, you put it up there. That's one thing. But if it's a typical animal, we're not concerned. We're not going to concern. So you feed it. What's the problem? Put food in front of it. Misa lo shchicha. Ah, the Gemara says, wait a second. But you have an animal. Va'ika ravcha, the baini. But from the belly of the animal to the floor, there is space. And if it's a three tefach space, I don't know if you have love, but if it's more than three tefach space, between the belly of the animal and the floor, that's a pasul snot and pasul wall. Because as long as if you can have the goats, right, the kids can go run through it, it's going to be pasul. So he says, Va'ika racha the beini beini. He says, no, the avid le behutza bedafna. That you fill it, you put filler in there, you put some sort of, you know, hutzadafna, like these branches and strings, and hutzadafna, you fill it up. Rashi says, Rashi's hutza, ruvavi dekel, dafna, anfe eight, shakorim lorier, vigadavo pre shakorim bayish. Okay. So Gemara says, okay, wait a second. The dilma rava, maybe it's going to crouch down. Maybe the animal's a certain size, the exact size that the wall's supposed to be. And maybe it'll crouch down. Okay, tied up. Maybe it'll crouch down. And now the wall is too low. So he says, no, the mischa be ashle. It seems that you kind of tie it and you string it up, so it can't. It's pretty. Peter won't be happy with this. But you just kind of strong. Who cares? You tie it up so it won't. Don't let it to. It's aside from the top, I guess. It won't let it crouch. Harness it. Okay. The ashle milael from above. Where I said, okay, wait a second. If that's the case, if you're harnessing it like that, so why should you be concerned if it dies? Even if it dies, it'll just stand right there. Right? Ulamanda amar xerish hematamus nami hay mischa ba'ashle mila'el. Maybe it also like that. So he says, no. Zimnin demokim bepachos mishalosh samuch l'schach. Maybe, sometimes Rashi says, pa'amim, sometimes, she'ein begoba shel behema elo shiva umashu. The height of the behema is only 7+. The sukkah asara, and we need 10, so we're closing that space with the lava, right? The sukkah asara the kai lava pachos mishlosha somaschach or milan lava. So maybe it's exactly 7, or it's 7+, right? She says zimna demokim pachos mishlosha somaschach v'keva demaisa, and when it dies, so granted it's not going to collapse to the ground. But she says keva demaisa kavtsa v'loa daite. Maybe kavtsa Rashi says it sort of shrivels, it compresses a little bit when it dies. Rashi says, Mismait is rit, I don't know. It's exactly 7 from the ceiling. And if it dies, even though it's not going to fall down, but it sort of shrivels, it collapses a little bit, the lava daite, and you won't pay attention to that small amount, and you so that's the whole problem. We're talking about a case of the animal that's tied from the top, it won't fall. But nevertheless, it's exactly 7, and if it dies, it's going to be a little bit less than the 7. Okay.
Because it sounds like you could use the termite mound as a wall for a sukkah.
Is it tied up?
No, it's fixed to the ground. It's
what?
A termite mound, you know.
By the way, why does it have to say that they filled it in with palm trees and branches?
From underneath.
Right, but why not just say that the animal acts as a lovet between an upper wall and bottom wall, and then...
So maybe it's more than 3.
Yeah. Elephants.
So they fill it for more.
Yeah, right, but you don't have to come to that case. You could just say that the animal's within 3 of the 4.
Some cases where
within 3 of the top half of the wall, and
I guess in that case you wouldn't have to fill it in. Right. We're up at that point. We were talking about the elephant. So then that's going to be bigger in space.
What about the elephant's decoration to the
snack? No, it's not inside. It's actually it's the wall. It's the wall. Okay. So the Gemara then says, all right, so we had over here now is that the problem for Rav Meir, we said that Rav Meir had the whole problem with this whole thing, was because he says, v'choshesh v'misa, v'chayesh v'misa. Rav Yehuda was the one who said, we're not chayesh. I'm sorry, Rav Yehuda. It was, Rav Meir said, asal v'heim l'dofen l'sukh, Rav Meir posel, Rav Yehuda makshir. Rav Meir was posel because it's chayesh v'misa, we had all the cases to figure it out. But the Gemara says, v'mi amar Abaye, does Abaye really say, that Rav Meir chayish l'misa, that Rav Meir is the one who's choshesh for misa, and Rav Yehuda lo chayish, and Rav Yehuda is not choshesh for misa. Right? Rashi goes, why? Batnan, we have the following case. Bas Yisrael, so we have an Israelite woman who is not allowed to eat truma, but she's married to a kohen. So she's allowed to eat truma so long as her husband is alive. So Bas Yisrael, so nises l'kohen, she's married to a kohen, v'holach ba'al l'medinas hayam, and her husband goes and travels far with distance, Ochelas truma, she can still eat truma b'cheska shehukayim. So, because we assume that he's, until we get word from the fact that he died, we assume he's alive. So not choshesh v'misa. V'raminan Allah, and we ask a stira why. Well, the guy says hareze gitech shah achas kodem mitasi. Guy is going away. Rashi gives the case of his yira shelo yomus. His yira, he's concerned shelo yomus pitzom. He doesn't want to die suddenly. or be ir acheres in a different city. V'tizakik ishto lechalitza, and then his wife is subject to yibum and chalitza. Maybe his brother's only 2 years old or something like that. He's not subject to that. So v'nosim geker shuvari. So he gives her the get when he's healthy. V'amar la, and he says to her, get ze yehele legreishich. This is your get's going to be valid 1 hour before I die. So the case over there, Harei Zehita Shah Achas Kodem Mitasi, Asur Le'echot Tshum Miyad. He's not allowed to eat Tshum at all. So there, we are Koshish. What's going on? So Rabbi says, no problem. Harabi Meir, the first case is Rav Meir, the Lochai Shlemisa, which is our Kasha. The first case is Rav Meir, who's not Koshish or Misa. That's why the woman can eat the Tshuma until we hear that the husband dies. Harav Yehuda, the second case is authored by Rav Yehuda, the Chayish Lemisa, who says we are Choshish Lemisa, and therefore for every moment we're Choshish Lemisa, and every moment, because the possibility it's an hour before he dies, and she won't be able to eat Truma. So you see, Rav Meir is not Choshish Lemisa, and Rav Yehuda is Choshish Lemisa. So that's a problem, because we just said in our case that Rav Meir, so I thought the answer would simply be, well, one's an animal, one's a human. But the Gemara doesn't go that way. So he says, the Tanya, so how do we know? He just threw in those cases. He said, one's Rav Meir, one's Rav Yehuda. But how do we know that Rav Meir is not Choshish Rav Misa, and Rav Yehuda is? Brings us our famous Breyer case. This is a case that comes up all the time at Shas. Comes a Breyer. We just did on Yom Adaf and Aleph. We did on Erev and Lamed Vav. And then anytime you have the Sugya, you'll have Masa Tosos, which we do. So but the case is as follows. Halokeach Yayim Ibein HaKusim. If someone buys wine from the Kusim, Tosos goes through Lentz to tell you this is Erev Shabbos. This is an Erev Shabbos, and you don't have enough time to separate the Trumas and Maisos, and you have to separate Trumas and Maisos when you buy from the Kusim. Even though the Kusim kept, as Tosos points out, the Kusim kept Dini Daraisa, and separating Trumas and Maisos is in the Torah, but what they didn't keep is Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is a drasha. They kept it literal, which was they don't put a stumbling block, which is not focused, well, that's actually a Isser, but they wouldn't care about selling to you something that didn't have Trumas and Maestros separated off. So you have to separate Trumas and Maestros, and you don't have time. Rashi says, Tosis, it can't be on Shabbos, because Nusach Ashkenaz, if you read Bava Madlikim every Friday night, you know that you're not allowed to, what comes written by Ben Hashmashos, so you can't be Maeser, you can't take off Trumas and Maestros on Tavel. So that's Rashi says, maybe it's a case of where you just don't have, you don't have Kalim. Right? So he says, what happened? Halokeach, Yayim Beit Akusim, Rashi says, Kodim Shagazro Leim, Omer. So what do you do? So I have, let's say, I have 100 lug. Make it easy. I have 100 lug. Omer, shnei lugin shani osi lahafrish harehen shuma. The 2 lug in the future, I'm going to separate it, which is 2 lug is, right, one fiftieth. 2 lug, 2%, shani osi lahafrish, which is 1/50. I'm right. Right. Harehen shuma. That's going to be shuma. Asara maisarishon. The 10 lugs will be maisarishon. It's not really 10. Because once you take off the 2, you have 98, so it's really 9.8. Right? Rashi Tosfos points out right away, he says, Lavdafka. But the 10 makes it easier. The 10 that I'm going to take off for Maaser Rishon. And then I'm going to take off the 9 that I'm going to take off for Maaser Sheni. I'm going to take off 9 for Maaser Sheni, Umechal, and I have in mind that I can put the Maaser Sheni onto money, Vishosimiyad, and I can drink, I can do it. I can have, which we said this is because of, potentially because of Breira. Right? Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So we Rashi. Rashi says, "Min hameya l'truma." Sorry, Omer shnei lugin shani osi lahafrish min hameya l'truma. Harei shem truma karor eleya besocho. There's truma on them inside. Just don't make sure you drink all of it. Make sure you leave over enough so you don't. Right, that's hard to not drink the whole thing. You have to. So truma karor eleya besocho. But kagon, for example, shigia lili Shabbos. Rashi says it's actually on Shabbos. Tosfos says it can't be on Shabbos. So Shabbos you can't be mafrish. Okay, ain emo kalim tahor lahafrish besochon. Or you're in a situation where I don't have tahor kalim to pour everything in. I can't be metame the truma. Now I'll do that. So I'll do this whole thing, right? Ain emo kalim tahor lahafrish besochon truma umaiser. V'hai dinak kusim. Why do I say kusim? Ashmiin de geruin hing me amar aretz. They're worse than the ami aretz, right? Because ami aretz, we say that they take off truma gedola. They just didn't take off maiser, right? V'hokeich mehen tzorach aser. The vadei, the low demai, it's not demai, right? Okay, the afal truman actually do. He says, and on the maaser sheni, he says, mechal maaser sheni, because you can be mechal the maaser sheni, fine. The shosem yad, the samchin and a breira, the so mechal and breira, and the retroactive determination, uchishiyavo, leveso, when he gets home, or after Shabbos, yafresh. V'amrinan yesh breira. Okay, we say that these are breira. That's divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yossi. So here's Rabbi Yehuda, our person. The Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Shimon, osrim. They say it's osir. Why? Because Rashi says v'amrinan gzeirah shema yibaka hanod. We're afraid that maybe the flask or whatever it's containing the wine will break. And right, the lo yavol yedei breira. You don't have the opportunity of breira because it's going to be gone. The nimsa shows it's volume, and then retroactively you drink tevel. Alma, you have to add it as a main point. Alma, Rabbi Yehuda chayish for the kias hanod. Rabbi Yehuda is chayish for something that might happen. Maybe the flask is going to break. The kol shekain the misa's adam. Kol shekain needs to be choshish for misa. It's a big jump, but kol shekain needs to be choshish for misa. The Rabbi Meir lo chayish. The Rabbi Meir, you see here, Rabbi Meir is not choshish for misa. So that's why when it came to the woman with the truma. Rabbi said it's not a kasha. One's Rav Meir who's not chayish for misa, and one's Rabbi Yehuda is chayish for misa, which becomes a kasha because in our case of the wall, the animal being used as a wall, Rav Meir said you can't do it, and we said because he's chayish for misa, which is a sort of stira, and Rabbi Yehuda says you may use it as the wall because you're not chayish for misa. So Gemara says ipuch, switch it around. Maybe switch around the bayin. Ipuch. Right. Mm-hmm. Switch around the bayin. Rav Meir chayish for misa. Rav Meir is going to be choshesh for misa, and Rav Yehuda lo chayish for misa. And Rav Yehuda is not going to be choshesh for misa. What's his proof? His proof is our raisa. But the problem is then, once you're switching around here, now you're going to have an issue with the Breira case. So let's do that tomorrow. He says, Rav Yehuda lo chayish for misa. The Tanya, what's the reason why you're switching around? Our raisa. Asal lebehema dofen lo sukkah. If you make to an animal a wall for the sukkah, Rav Meir posel, Rav Meir apostles, because he's choshesh for misa. Rav Yehuda machshir. Rav Yehuda's going to machshir because he's not choshesh for misa. But now, I mean, we can keep on going, but now we're going to have the problem. If we say that Rav Meir is the one who's not chayesh, is choshesh for misa, so why isn't he choshesh for shema yibaka hanod? And if Rav Yehuda is not choshesh for misa, why is he in the group of the Tanaim who says, I'm concerned, shema yibaka hanod? So that's going to be a kasha. There's three kasha, the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir, and it's going to be a kasha on Rav Yehuda, on the Rav Yehuda. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have an incredible Shabbos, wherever you are. Yeah.